Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Here we come, a wandering so fair to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
Boo.
We are not daily beggars that go from door to door, but we are neighbors' children whom you have seen before. Love and joy come to you, and to you your wassail too, and God bless you and send you a happy new year, and God send you a happy new year.
Don't they sound nice?
We have got a little purse of stretching leather skin.
Live music to begin our special program this year from Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington.
Hey! They're just going to keep singing throughout the whole show, Dean. Don't worry about it.
They are the Canterbury Carolers. Let's hear it for the Canterbury Castle Carolers.
They're all decked out in their gay apparel.
You're dressed like Santa. Yeah.
I'm very jealous. Those are awesome outfits.
Yeah. Well, none of them are wearing festive brooches.
Well, it's a festive pin, but we could get into that later.
I guess you were kind of wearing. So let me introduce the Canterbury Carolers to start things off today. Excuse my back, everybody.
Hi, I'm Lisa Miller.
I'm Lisa Wookich.
I'm not Lisa, but I'm Susan Eastwood.
Chris Rowe.
Andrew Thies.
Alan Weiger.
You guys sound fantastic. So tell me, Canterbury Carolers, obviously you've been performing for a long time and you do special events.
This is our 30th year.
Wow.
And original members in the group are Susan, Alan, and myself, and my husband Dan, who's at church today.
Very nice. Very nice. And where do you perform at special events, public events?
We perform for villages. We perform in libraries. We've sung at the White House five times.
Wow.
Chris Kindle Market will be at Chris Kindle Market on Thursday for their ticketed event. And Wednesday, we're going to be at the opening of The Man Who Invented Christmas at Hollywood Boulevard Cinema.
Very nice. Very, very nice.
But they never thought they'd ever play Tree Time, but they are today.
That's right. This is a big deal. Which presidents have you sang for?
George Bush and Barack Obama.
Wow.
And Woodrow Wilson.
And Woodrow Wilson.
Who was a more receptive president to your singing?
Well, we didn't meet either president, unfortunately. It was the guests who were coming to visit the White House and see the decorations.
Very nice. Well, don't they sound fantastic? They sound just great.
And they're in their Dicksonian outfits with their little top hats and their
They look beautiful. Yeah. You'll be amazed at how many things on the program today are completely visual that our radio audience will not understand one bit. We've got a lot of things planned here. And as you've already heard from listening to the beginning of the program, my pal Dave Schwann is here.
Schwanny's
here with us.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Yeah. He's pretending like he's getting the newscast together, but if you look carefully at his computers, it's video games. It's all video games.
It's solitaire.
You gave it away.
That he's playing.
Move that 8 to the 9.
Yeah. Sam is going to be Sam Pandianovich, everybody.
Sammy.
Who is wearing a Christmas sweater that says, Fuller, go easy on the Pepsi. Wait, don't say anything. Hold it.
Yeah.
Do you know what that means?
Not my generation.
Do you know what that means?
Wow, that's generational of you.
Do you know what that means?
Do not.
All right, hang on. Does anybody in the audience know what that means? Okay, so we don't feel so bad.
Yeah, he walked in
when
this
he walked morning. In, Elton Jim Toronto, everybody also, who's clearly going to annoy us for the next 4 hours.
That's why you brought me.
We didn't know what it meant, but it's a solid Christmas reference, only we had to look it up.
It's a line from Home Alone. Fuller's the kid that's slugging the Pepsi at the table.
Is that a Christmas movie?
Go easy on the Pepsi. Well, it's themed around Christmas time.
Yeah. But, I mean, he walked in and he had this beautiful, ugly sweater, which is cool now to wear the ugly sweaters. Right?
Beautiful, ugly, and cool.
Yeah. But then we looked at the line and we just, Dean and I looked at each other like, well, what's that a reference to? And then, thanks to your internet machine, you brought it up, the clip, and it was there.
Right.
He did not go easy on the Pepsi,
no,
either.
No, it was...
Anything from It's a Wonderful Life that people might know? Could you have a nice little Mr. Potter face on
you? I knew Swanee wouldn't know because it came out after 1950.
Oh, wow. Ouch. Woo.
After 1950?
Yeah.
What about before 1950?
Oh, sorry.
Wow. And Elton Jim Toronto, who... You got your Santa Claus jacket dry cleaned.
Yes, I did. Look at how white these sleeves. I had this thing for about 12 years. I never washed it. And I always would go to dinner. Like,
how does it smell, Sam? You're
not
right.
Well.
What are you talking about?
Go easy on the Santa suit.
So this year I had it dry cleaned, and look at how nice and white the sleeves are, because there was a lot of...
I'm just going to say it's a little less dirty than it was before.
Well, it had a lot of residue from Christmas meals. All on the...
Well, it's very festive.
I love to be festive.
You have your Santa hat on.
I have my festive nice. Pin.
He's got his brooch on.
It's not a brooch. Women wear brooches. Virile men wear festive pins. Thus, I have
brooch.
A festive pin.
Brooch. And you've got an Elton John button.
I went to see Elton the other night in Moline. I'm still jacked up.
Show number...
171. 171 Elton shows.
Wow.
Yeah. He's getting kind of old, though. Look, it was kind of sad.
Yeah.
He got up from the piano like, and I was like, I don't know if we're going to see 200.
Yeah.
I have a question.
He posted a picture of him on Facebook. I thought he posted a picture of Rip Taylor. that's what Elton John looks like now.
No. Who's nuts around the table?
Excuse me.
I beg your pardon?
Nuts are on the table?
I do have pants on. What are you talking about?
There's a lovely array of nuts on the table.
Your nuts are spread out very beautifully on the table.
Okay, right. You do.
Do you expect us not to make nut jokes when they're just sitting right in front of us?
This was for the feature that I promised that we were going to do, Know Your Nuts.
Right.
And one of,
because at the holidays,
because this time of year, when people are baking.
When do you eat nuts?
And bake with them.
Yeah,
this is a very nuts filled time of year.
My mom had a nice like a piece of wood.
Yeah,
like they cut the log
with the nutcracker.
With the nutcracker that sits,
and
I still have it at home.
And
right,
the pick.
And the pick too,
and the pick
yeah.
to
I should have
to get
that.
The meat out of the.
Oh, is that what it is?
Out of the nut. So we have a variety of 8 different kinds of nuts.
And there's 4 up here, too.
And so. a little later on, we're going to have maybe one of the best games ever.
What's that?
Done on WGN, Know Your Nuts.
Know Your Nuts.
And this is one of those things that I was talking about that won't make one bit of sense to the radio audience. This is really more something we should do on television than...
Yeah, but they'll appreciate all the bad nut jokes we're going to make for the next 4 hours.
you wouldn't think we'd have any left because when I was arranging these, and I might say beautifully, by the way, beautifully presented.
Well, you were very meticulous with your nuts, I noticed. Very,
Thank
very
you.
Meticulous.
That's one of the things I take a lot of pride in.
Right. 4 hours of this, folks.
Yeah. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that coming up later. Now, some of you have already asked what happened to the feature that we've been talking about for the last few weeks, Know Your Melons. Schwanee, I know you were especially
looking
forward to.
That's what I was looking forward to. I thought of you in the store the other day, by the way, when I was looking at the melons.
Yeah.
Longingly?
You were checking out someone's melons?
Watermelon, cantaloupe.
Did you see his face on the melon, or what? Did it just come to you in a vision?
No, I just remembered the education we got a week or two ago on how to choose the melon.
That's right.
And I was looking at it, and I said, this one's good? Nope, this one will not do.
Did you buy melon?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Can you still get like a good melon now, or are they out of season?
You can. It's a little more difficult now in the summer season, which is the reason that we will not be doing the feature today, Know Your Melons, because because I was going to get a whole variety of different melons to attractively arrange
right
them.
Next to your nuts?
I was going to put the melons right next to
melons and nuts.
Next to my nuts. And... We are 12-year-old boys. We are 12.
12? This
aren't
is 6 years
old.
Aren't
you glad you came, yeah. folks?
They're like, I drove.
So
for this,
I couldn't find any melons besides there's watermelon, honeydew, and cantaloupe this time of year. I couldn't find a cassava to save my
Not
life.
Not a cassava?
I couldn't find a Santa Claus melon.
Oh, a Santa? Really? It's this time of the year.
Right? Seems like you'd be able to
what
get
What is a Santa?
I couldn't find any melons.
What about a gourd? Could you have put in a
I
gourd?
I don't think a gourd is a melon.
It doesn't qualify.
A gourd's not a melon?
Yeah, a gourd is a gourd.
Well, we know, but...
Anyone knows that. Anybody knows that.
Well, there's a lot of gourds, though.
So anyway, those are, sadly, those are the two big highlights on the show today.
A lot of prep for this show, Dean. Huh?
We have so much entertainment. You already heard the fabulous Canterbury Carolers, and we have performers from the Marriott Lincolnshire who will be joining us today. We've got other Christmas performers who are going to be joining us today. We've got all the regular features on the show today, and that includes... Andy Mazur with our Sunday Sports Preview, and that's coming up next on WGN.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King.
Canterbury Carolers performing live for us at our special Treetime Christmas Creations broadcast in Lake Barrington this morning. Come on out and join us. We're here till 1 o'clock. Also with us this morning, the folks from Pepper Park Coffee, Hannah Mills and Kathleen Scott. Did everybody get coffee, sweet rolls, everything? We've got a nice little continental breakfast set up for you over there, so please help yourself. And ladies, thank you so much for providing that. We appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. We're happy to be here.
Tell us about Pepper Park.
So we are a local coffee shop. We try to source everything as locally as possible. We bake everything in-house, excluding Spunky Dunkers donuts.
Spunky Dunkers?
Yes.
Jim, that was your radio name for a short while, wasn't it? I remember back in his top 40 days.
When I was in Iowa,
he was Spunky Dunkers. Yeah. I remember that. What is a Spunky Dunker?
They're our local donut shop here.
Like you don't know.
We're not going to... they provide our donuts every morning, fresh baked every single morning. Yeah.
Okay, all right. All right.
Any bear claws?
I love a good bear claw.
How long have you been in business?
It'll be 3 years, December 3rd, and we're excited to be one of the first retail shops here on Pepper Road and to pair up with our local businesses. Like Tree Time is something we do as often as possible.
You know, it's amazing to me. The last time I was out here was when we did our broadcast out here last year. I can't believe how much development there is in this area. I mean, it's visibly different from last year.
Definitely, yeah. I think that's one of our main goals is to get it less of an off-the-beaten-path sort of road and get more people over here to see the great places that we have on Pepper Road.
Well, you promote those spunky bunkers or whatever the heck, and you are.
One of the things that you're involved in is something called Miracles for Melissa Maber. Explain what that is, because this is just a really great effort that you're involved in.
Actually, it was an interesting, cute meet as I was selling an item on Facebook, and this girl got in touch with me, and we started talking, and she mentioned she's 23 years old, and she had just signed her own Do Not Resuscitate order, and she's a quadriplegic, and her family's struggling, so we, at the coffee shop, took her family under our wings. We've had fundraisers. She was supposed to have another one today, but unfortunately, she had emergency surgery on Wednesday, and she is still in intensive care, but... You know, we keep trying to see what we can do for the family.
So we'll all say a little prayer for her this morning and send some positive vibes that way. If people want to help out, if people want to do something, is there a way to do that?
Yeah, definitely. We are currently taking donations at the coffee shop. A lot of local businesses have donated things for raffles. And
there is a GoFundMe, and I believe it's called the Pink Poodle Skirt Fundraiser, and that's on GoFundMe.
All right, very good. People want to get more information, stop by, have some coffee, some pastries. Give us your address, website, et cetera.
Yeah, pepperparkcoffee.com. We're on Facebook. We're also on Instagram and Snapchat. Same thing at Pepper Park Coffee. And we're located at 22,000 North Pepper Road in Lake Barrington.
Very good. Let's hear it for the folks from Pepper Park. Thank you so much. Hannah Hills and Kathleen Scott, thank you so much for bringing all the food for us here this morning. By the way, a little later on, if you're going to be here, later. Our friends from Lou Malnati's are going to be bringing in pizza and stuff for you later. So we're going to keep you very well fed here this morning. At the moment, though, we're going to keep you pretty well fed with the latest in sports news. As always, we talk with Andy Mazur, WGN Sports, for our Sunday sports preview. Andy, good morning, my friend.
Good morning. You guys sound like you're having a blast out there.
Well, except for Jim being here yesterday.
Oh,
we are.
Well, wow. You know. Right off the bat. It's not even 10 o'clock.
So I guess let's start with this little football game that's going on today.
Boo.
The Bears taking on the Green Bay Packers, and almost everyone is saying they think the Bears have the better shot today.
Yeah, I think I would agree with them on that as well. You look at Brett Hundley, the quarterback for the Packers, who is pretty well inexperienced, such as Mitchell Trubisky for the Bears. But it's a home game now, and I think the Bears have a better rushing attack, and I think a better defense going into this game, which is something we haven't been able to say in a long time. And the Bears are also favored at home. It's going to be a gray, ugly, kind of a rainy day on the lakefront. So the team is going to be able to run the ball and stop the run is going to be the one that wins this win this game. And I think the Bears probably take this one.
What else are we covering today? Give us some highlights in college ball yesterday.
Well, yeah, yesterday the Northwestern Wildcats, they won their fifth straight game. They took down Purdue at Ryan Field in a primetime game. 23-13 was the final in that one. And Penn State kept rolling, so did Ohio State yesterday. And Miami just absolutely took it to Notre Dame yesterday. So Notre Dame loses for the second time. And Georgia, the only team that was undefeated, lost the game as well. So the playoff picture kind of muddled right now. And they'll have another release of the playoff picture coming up, I think, tomorrow or Tuesday. To let everybody know exactly what's going on in that.
Hi, Andy. Jim Toronto, WGN Radio.
I've heard of you before. How are you?
So how did the Blackhawks win yesterday? I was watching the game. It was 3-1. They were losing. I turned it off because I figured they're going to lose again. And then about 45 minutes later, I checked, and they won 4-3.
Yeah, the Blackhawks showed up in the third period. The team that we remember watching the last few years actually came out and played in the third period. It's been an interesting, obviously, a rather frustrating beginning to the season with very up and down play and the fact that they're not able to score a lot of goals. But I tell you what, the kid, Alex DeBrincat, was the one that really got things going. He scored a couple of goals and had a great assist on the game winner for Brandon Saad against Scott Darling, our old friend. Beat him 5-0 in the overtime, and that was it. I mean, they played a much tighter game in the third period and had better chances and had better, as they like to say, puck luck. And a couple shots went in, and that's what it takes. So they'll be back in action tonight.
Puck luck was also one of Jim's radio names.
Yeah, when I was in Ottawa.
Many years ago.
When I was in a radio station at Ottawa, puck luck was
my name. I like Funky Dunker better, to be honest. Yeah.
Oh, who doesn't? Oh. 3-2-1.
Yeah. Yeah, so the Hawks will be on action again tonight here on WGN.
I didn't know if he was done or not.
Well, there was just this odd silence.
Yeah, I like to leave spaces like that in the show for people to comment as they would like to. Talk to me about this big defeat for the Bulls yesterday.
Yeah, it's getting real ugly. I mean, obviously, this is kind of what their MO this year. They're not going to really be very competitive, especially against the better teams in the NBA. And San Antonio just whacked them yesterday on the road, 133-94. Laurie Markkanen
lost by 39 points.
Yeah.
39 points. It's the last time you heard that.
They traded all their players. I mean,
yeah, as they say, the score wasn't even as close to the game, might have been.
It wasn't even close. So
they could be the worst team in the league. They could be the worst in the league.
And I think they're trying to be the worst team in the league. Yeah. Wow. So, Laurie Markkanen also left with a little bit of an ankle issue. So that was actually on Friday. So he's struggling a little bit, but again, the Bulls are struggling a little bit, and I think we all expected it.
What are we looking forward to this week? Anything stand out to you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the Hawks are going to be playing this week as well, and the baseball awards are going to be announced this week as well, and the Rookie of the Year, Manager of the Year, those kind of things are going to start coming out this week as well. And baseball trying to be that 365-day sport, trying to carry some interest in here through the winter, so they'll start announcing some of their award winners this week.
That is Andy Mazur with our Sunday sports preview. We'll have more coming up after the Bears and Packers
boo
game that's coming up this afternoon. We will update the news. And, Shawnee, you've got a far-flung, alive Christmas tree.
A far-flung?
Tree time creation.
Tailor-made just because of where we are today.
Nice. Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Doesn't tree time look amazing this year?
It's beautiful out here.
My gosh, it is gorgeous.
We'll be back with more when we come back from a break live from Tree Time Christmas Creations on WGN. We're packed here already today.
We've got a full house, and it's only 9:35.
Yet, it's the quietest audience I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, can you cheer for the entire sports cast? I feel like we should do that.
This is like
talking, fraternizing is encouraged.
It's more quiet here than it's when we're back at the station.
They're nervous. They just met their Uncle Dean. They don't know what to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's next? Sports?
I think.
Is that?
Yes.
Is that next?
Yes.
Sam Panionovich with sports, everybody. And after every story, if you could applaud wildly, that would be great. Thank you, 1991 Dean.
Hey.
Let's hear it for Victory Auto Records.
Well, I love your – I didn't even notice your –
I don't know if a lot of you notice I'm wearing a red – I'm trying to find red – I don't have a lot of red stuff to wear. But so I have my Santa hat,
right?
Which I had to take off because it's too hot. I don't know how you're in that full Santa suit.
Oh, my God,
suit.
I love it. It's so festive. And I love – I have major head
envy. It's 95 degrees.
That is a beautiful Santa hat.
And I have this scarf that's red. It's from Victory Auto Records.
That is so fun. What's on the other side?
Yeah, it's the Victory Auto Records logo.
Oh, like that Godzilla thing?
The Godzilla thing.
Oh, yeah. Very cool.
Yep.
There you go. Well, it's the least they could do. They don't pay you anymore, right?
Well, I got paid like $25 to do that commercial.
About 40 years ago.
Yeah. So I'm making it last as long as I can. By the way, are you ready for Christmas? Buddy the Elf is. Grab your candy canes, your candy corn, and syrup, and head over to the Paramount Theater in Aurora for Elf the Musical.
My syrup?
It'll have... That's what it says here.
My Christmas syrup?
Who doesn't have syrup for the holidays? It'll have even the grumpiest and most annoying of the Grinches spreading Christmas cheer, singing loudly to hear. This hilariously heartwarming holiday treat is not just for kids. It's all from the theater that won Best Large Musical 3 years in a row, the Jeff Awards. Elf the Musical will open there November 22nd and will play through January the 7th. Tickets are at ParamountAurora.com.
It's Santa!
ParamountAurora.com. Maybe if I just ignore him, he'll stop talking.
I've been saying syrup for years. Am I saying it wrong?
By the way, our night out at the Paramount Theater.
Dean just going through.
Is going to be Sunday, December 3rd this year. If you would like to win a pair of tickets to join me to see Elf the Musical at the Paramount, all you have to do is go to WGNradio.com/contest and enter for your chance to win.
Treetime.com. Everything Christmas. Treetime.com. Treetime.
Yes, we are live at Treetime Christmas Creations.
Treetime.com.
And they knew that on their own. You didn't even have to prompt them.
Well, it's Pavlovian. Who doesn't know that from the commercials?
We hear little kids singing it in parking lots.
That's great. It's not as bad as the Cars for Kids, but it's getting there.
I personally love every moment of it. This is Joe Kane that Jim has just insulted, who is the owner of Treetime.com, co-owner of Treetime.com, along with his wife, Lori. How long have you guys been out here now?
Tree Time's been here for 7 years. I think this is season 7.
Yeah. And, this really, would everyone agree, seriously, this is the most beautiful place. I mean, truly, we feel like we're in some kind of winter wonderland out here.
Thank you.
It's gorgeous. How many different varieties of trees do you have? And, you know, as the song goes, everything Christmas.
Yeah, we probably have near 100 different varieties of trees from 18 inches to literally 40 feet that we can do. And, of course, we do them in many different sizes and lighting combinations. So, if you look at all those combinations, there are hundreds of options.
Yeah. The days of artificial Christmas trees, as I've put it, because this is our first artificial tree that we had in our house. Literally, it looked like the brush that you clean the toilet with. Mm-hmm. Honestly,
I think the early ones were.
It was that same kind of bristle. I don't even know what you call it, but it's nothing. If you walk around here, you feel like you're walking through a field of real trees. I mean, it's become so realistic now, hasn't it?
And honestly, that has been a downfall a little bit for people coming back with a nostalgic feel about it, though. So when we opened 7 years ago, I was designing trees that were very, very realistic looking, and only those. I thought that had to be the future. And, you know, the first year, people would come in and leave because they said, no, I want that bottle bristle tree that I had when I was a kid.
They want the old look.
Yep. So you will find those mixed in now with the product line because that's what people come in looking for, is that tradition. And that's a lot about what Tree Time really is trying to help people with that tradition.
You know, that said, I was talking with somebody yesterday. We were talking about Christmas traditions, and they were saying, I would pay anything to find an old aluminum tree with the color wheel like we used to have.
Right.
Like we didn't used to have. We had the toilet bowl brush tree in our house. But like some people had, back then. Are those still available?
You know, you can't get an aluminum tree, but you can get trees that look like the aluminum trees. As a matter of fact, here in the space, we have platinum-colored trees and silver-colored trees and things
is actually Jim. Jim is the most colorful thing that we have at this
Indeed.
End of the store.
And there are some products out there that do color wheel type of imitations, and we've had those here and there through the years as well for folks.
And flocked trees that people remember so fondly. What else do you feature out here at Tree Time?
Well, actually, to be honest with you, when you said Buddy the Elf, I started looking around because Buddy the Elf does visit here.
Mm.
He was here on Thursday, is that right? When Around Town was out here with WGN.
Oh, with
TV.
Anna.
Yeah,
Anna Balawal.
Anna was out. And Buddy was in and out of the show as part of that. And Buddy is part of what the experience is here. So much of what we feature is the experience of Tree Time. And we try to make it so that experience is unique but always Christmas. And Lori and Margie and Cassie and the whole staff, they spend the whole off season. They're actually starting now to plan next year about making what will be unique and different so that you can come back next year and see something exactly the same, because it's still Christmas, but completely different again. So that we want it to be a tradition to be coming to Tree Time, so people come, don't need to buy a tree, and they just come anyway.
You should come up with a jingle.
We'll work on that.
Something that helps us remember your name.
I don't know your name
and website. Something like that. I would
use a Christmas song and then change it a little.
Yeah, something like that would be good. You know, the thing that really impresses me is the incredible variety of trees. People move. They go into bigger spaces. They go into smaller spaces. They downsize. They still want to have a little Christmas. I mean, there is just a tremendous variety of all kinds of trees, size of height, everything, right?
There is. We do things from little 18-inch tall tabletop trees to 40-foot trees that can go outside of a commercial building. And we also do things to help you get a little flexibility because, like you've said, people change their life situations. We have little kits that make it so that you can take a tree that's 7.5 feet tall and set it up without the bottom section, turn it into a 5-foot tree.
Mm.
So, you know, let's say your kids are gone and they come back once in a while for Christmas. Some years you want to set the big tree up because they bring the grandkids and you want the whole tree. Then you go ahead and do it that way. Or you just take the simple kit that extends the pole of one of the intermediate sections of your tree, and it allows you to put that into the stand so that year you can decorate a 5-foot tree and make it easier on yourself but still have Christmas in the house.
Yeah, and one of the things, too, is that when you come out here, your staff is able to work with people for their needs. If you're not exactly sure what you want, if you're not exactly sure what would work best in your kind of situation, I know I've spent hours with your staff in my indecisiveness trying to figure out. Well, you don't have to agree with me so fast of how indecisive I was.
Oh, my God, here comes Dean again.
Yeah, Dean's back.
But he's right, I was. But they're incredibly helpful. So people want to come out here. We're out here till 1 o'clock. Come out here and watch the show. Or what are your hours now for the holiday season?
We're open 10 to 5 on the weekends. We're open every day until Christmas Eve, 10 to 5 on weekends, 10 to 6 during the weekdays, except Thursday night we do stay open for those of you that work and can't get here during those normal business hours. So we're here till 8 on Thursdays for folks that need an evening to stop by.
Joe Kane from Tree Time Christmas Creations here in Lake Barrington. Let's hear the Tree Time song one more time, please.
Oh, do they have one?
Treetime.com. Everything Christmas, treetime.com.
Bring. And we'll update news coming up next, WGN. You have Christmas trivia, do you?
I do. I've got some Christmas trivia. And are we going to later in the show play Holiday Password?
Well, we're going to try to, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to try to play a Holiday Password later on.
But I do have some movie trivia. I guess Sam might know the most since he has these obscure things on his sweater.
Home Alone is not obscure.
It's not a Christmas movie.
I didn't say it was.
Well, but it's not a Christmas sweater.
This is a Christmas sweater, though.
You hear that circular logic?
And also, we're going to... The reason that all of you have come out here this morning in the next segment, Know Your Nuts.
All right.
Coming up in just the soon-to-be... WGN. Wally Phillips is rolling over.
Oh, right, yeah, right now.
Right now. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com.
Yeah. Maybe all I need in darkness, she is all I see. Oh, come and rest your bones with me.
La 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 la, 'tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la, don we now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la, troll the ancient Yuletide carol. Fa la 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 la, see the blazing Yule before us. Fa la 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 la, strike the harp and join the chorus. Fa la 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 la, follow me in merry measure. Fa la 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 la, while I tell of Yuletide treasure. Fa la 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 la, fast away the old year passes. Fa la 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 la, hail the new ye lads and lasses. Fa la 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 la, sing we joyous all together. Fa la 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 la, heedless of the wind and weather. Fa la 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 la.
Oh, how beautiful! The Canterbury Carolers.
They threw in the hidden verse.
The hip hop. That was the hip hop.
Yeah, what was that? I thought it was at Hamilton.
Well, Lisa pushed fast forward in the middle there. Did you catch that?
That's right.
Yeah, all
that's
of a sudden. Right.
I think they were sensing that the show was lagging. Yeah, wanted to pick it. We appreciate that.
Their bustles were shaking back there.
Well, I know mine was. I know my bustle was shaking. That's for sure. Muscles.
Speaking of that, how are your nuts doing so far, Dave?
Well, we're going to get to that in a minute. Our world-renowned feature, Know Your Nuts, is coming up in a second. But first, we have to address, we're live at Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington this morning with the live audience sounding fantastic here this morning.
And look at, I mean, it's standing, it's SRO, it's standing room only.
It's usually packed, but this is amazing. Not this early. Yeah.
What a tribute to you that people would take the drive out on a Sunday morning.
Very nice.
With possible wet pavement.
That's right. And a car that is no longer stalled somewhere. That's dangerous.
They risk their lives.
Dave Schwann is here. Schwanny's here doing the news this morning. Let's hear it for
Good morning. Thank you.
Schwanny and Sam Panionovich is here on sports with the sweater that nobody understands. And Elton Jim Toronto that just nobody understands.
Nobody understands.
Period. It's great to have you all here with us, but a lot of people are asking, where is my mom and where is Schwanny's dad?
Because right. They
have been fixtures here on the
They're shacked up in Elgin
on the show. don't nobody want to hear that.
Well, the last time they were flirting with one another last year,
flirty.
They definitely were.
They were a little flirty last year.
I saw your mom lift up her skirt
but the
a
idea
little and
of
show
me,
them by.
The idea of me becoming stepbrothers with Schwanny.
Then you could share your nuts at the holidays.
That was that was a little too much. That was a little too Brady Bunch to
Here's
to
a story.
So, yeah.
A guy named Schwanee.
Well, Schwanee, your dad wanted to be here this morning. But
yeah, he loves to come to this, but he has got a lot going on right now because he's in the process of moving to a new place. He's got a lot to
A new stabbing cabin?
A new... A what?
Never mind. Just
a what?
Don't even, don't anyone try to explain it either. Just let it go.
What?
It's just like a toboggan that went down the hill. Just forget it's gone.
And
never mind.
Came back. No, yeah. He's in the process.
He's moving
got a
to
lot
like
assist, on.
Like to
yes,
independent living
yeah. place, and is finalizing the deal. Things are moving along very well for this.
Yeah.
So it was, he's staying and involved with that today. But he does send his very best and sends his best to everybody that's here.
Right.
So
and how many years young is he? How many
he
years?
He is 95
young?
Years young.
Right.
Yeah. And great guy, Paul Schwan, great guy, and my mom also sending her best. It's a lot to to get her out here, and it's just a really really tiring day for her. I think mostly spending that much time with me.
Oh, that's what it was.
At one time,
we miss her yogurt.
Any of you can attest.
But her yogurt.
Yeah, that's right. She used to bring food.
She used to make yogurt for the whole.
It was awesome
for the whole crowd. So
does she still do that?
Well, not for the whole crowd.
No, I mean for at home.
Does she still cook? Oh, absolutely. Yeah? Cooks every day.
Oh, great.
Yeah, cooks every day. But it's just a really tiring day when we've been out here. So she, I'm sure, listening until Elton just brought up that term for a cabin a moment ago. She may have turned it off for that.
It went over her head. It doesn't matter.
Went over my head.
So that's where the folks are. We gave them the year off today, this year. So we're going to go with send our love to them out that way. In the meantime, let's get an update on this weather. Oh, thanks. Thanks. Let's hear it for the folks.
Oh, definitely.
My mom will be 95 in January. She'll be 95.
See, they're around
in
the same age.
Right.
They could go to prom together.
Yeah. As far as we know, one of them's getting ready for assisted living,
yeah.
and the other
wink, wink.
As the other is just taking it easy.
All I know is that Shawnee's dad wanted to make sure there was a really big tub, because that's where your mom makes the yogurt. And he was like, "Why do you worry about this tub? Just don't worry about it. Just make sure there's a nice big tub at my new place, because I need somebody to make my yogurt for me." I wouldn't doubt if something's happening. You watch. I know you're uncomfortable about it, but it's true.
I don't think as uncomfortable as you are.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Nice, Dan.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Welcome back. Welcome back to our special live broadcast from Treetime Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington. And if chestnuts are roasting on the open fire, it must be time for Know Your Nuts.
Nuts.
The feature that we've been promising for weeks and weeks, because it's nut season right now. People are baking, they're entertaining. But do you really know the many variety of nuts that are available?
And do people really eat them? Everybody puts the nuts out, but do people really eat the nuts?
I do.
Do you?
I do. I love them. I remember, and you were even suggesting,
yeah.
I'll bet many of you remember back in the day where there'd be a big bowl of nuts in the shell and a nut cracker, sort of like a little pliers,
right.
a plier that was stuck in the bowl,
right.
and a little pick. And
now, what's the pick for?
To pick the meat out of it after you crack open one of the nuts, then you use the picker.
I used to do this on my teeth.
Well, great. But your family's happy to hear that. So now I realize that, if you're listening at home, you can't see our nuts. But
thank God. We're all over 50.
But
I'm going to leave now.
In the words of Anthony Weiner, I put a picture of the nuts on my Facebook page. So
And the authorities will be here in 10 minutes.
So you can take a look at them, and play along with us at home by going
I notice you got some contestants, and these ladies look like they know they're nuts.
Well, let's hope so. Now, what about you guys? Schwanee, are you familiar with the nuts that we have out in front of you?
It looks like we have pistachios.
Well, wait.
Walnuts.
Are we going to blow it here? Aren't you going to ask them?
I'm not going to say if he's right or not.
Oh, I see.
Yep.
What are those small nuts?
Those are small peanuts.
I know the big nuts, but I don't know the small nuts.
Those are small peanuts.
This is the stupidest thing you've ever heard.
Thank
it's
you.
It's very rare that I'm actually embarrassed to be on
the Julio this weekend.
And the thing is, this was my idea.
This is your idea. Yeah, it wasn't mine. I'm just going with it.
There are no pistachios, I'll tell
there
you.
There are no pistachios?
On here. What about you?
I thought
Elton?
Those green ones.
Elton, what say you?
Well, I think I can see a walnut, which is obvious. I think I see a filbert. And I think I see a... Well, I had a Brazilian yesterday, but I also see a Brazilian right there.
Okay.
Oh, the crowd.
The crowd is booing you.
Well, thank you, Dean. I'll be leaving now.
Nothing like a holiday show where the crowd is booing.
They hate Santa.
That's right. Sam, how about you?
I've got nothing.
You don't know any nuts?
You may be the smartest guy in the room. What is your name, ma'am?
Sue.
From where, Sue?
Buffalo Grove.
Nice to have you here. And you are?
Bobby.
From?
Schaumburg.
It's Bobby from Schaumburg's birthday today, also, by the way.
Hey. Bobby!
Happy birthday.
Give her some
Thank
nuts.
You Thank you very much.
You get to take home all the nuts.
Take all the nuts.
What's your name?
Mary.
From?
Barrington.
Okay, Mary from Barrington. Why don't you give me your choices. Step up here for a second.
Oh, she's putting her glasses on.
Yeah,
she's
put
serious.
Your glasses on. And you just...
What would that be?
You say the name of the nuts.
Brazil nut.
Huh?
Walnut.
Hard nut.
Yeah, it's not a chestnut. Oh,
you're stumped.
Yeah, I am stumped.
You are stumped. Already. All right, so you got two. Here, keep going.
Yeah,
keep going.
Okay, can I get a little closer? are those...
She's got her face right in the nuts.
Okay, I didn't say that. Just now boo him! Yes. I actually wasn't going to say
you
that.
At home. You were thinking of that.
Oh, well, but
almonds.
Okay.
Oh, what I about forgot about almonds. Right.
I don't know.
Those look like Rice Krispies.
Again. And I didn't know nuts could... Oh.
That's bird seed.
Is that hummus?
Chichi.
What's that?
But those are beans. Chichi. Chichi beans. Chichi nuts. I don't know.
Yeah.
And a chestnut.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Nice.
You got almost everything wrong on this question. Come on. All right.
Here comes the birthday
start
girl.
Here.
Brazil nuts.
Yes.
Walnuts.
Yeah.
Filberts.
Oh, those are filberts.
Almonds.
Yep.
Macadamians.
Oh. See those. Those are the tough ones. Those little nuts.
I don't know
nuts.
Those. I'm sorry.
They
I
don't. Do look like Rice Krispies.
They do They're look like Rice
Krispies. Small, but
yeah.
Not, you know,
what are those these green?
Guys?
Pepitos or something
about,
like that.
How about these?
Acorns?
Oh, acorns. I know what those are.
I went in the backyard and picked some acorns.
Acorns.
I know what those are.
Come on over here. All right, here we go.
Brazil nuts.
Okay.
Walnuts.
Yep.
Pecans.
Yep.
Oh, pecans.
Almonds.
Yep.
Macadamia nuts.
Yep.
Pepitas.
Yep.
And sometimes hazelnuts or filberts.
And what's that other one?
I got no clue.
Yeah, see those.
Well,
are...
you got the most correct.
Yeah.
You got all but one correct.
All
so
right.
She knows her
these
nuts, Dean.
Are soy nuts.
Soy? Oh, they aren't
those
real
are,
nuts.
Those are
not a nut, is it?
It was in the nut section. Of
fake
the store.
News. Yeah. Fake news.
Did you just roll through the store and ask for all the nuts?
I did. Yes, I did.
I want all the nuts.
Yes, I did.
Soy nuts don't count.
Of course they do.
No, they're not real nuts.
They are real nuts, or they wouldn't be called nuts. So we have got a Lou Malnati's gift certificate for you, and also a desktop pre-lit sports-themed artificial Christmas tree from Tree Time
nice.
Christmas Creations out here in Barrington. Let's give them all a treetop.
All right.
Treetop.
Tree Time tabletop, or whatever I just said.
And that was...
Know your nuts.
Oh, man.
Now, yeah. I was not aware that pecans come in shells like that. I always see them de-shelled.
That's right. So you would take your nutcracker and
crack the shell. Is that a pecan or is the other one? No, that's
Oh, no, elm. These are pecans.
Yeah, there, yeah.
These are pecans.
I never saw a pecan in its shell.
Yeah. And you only got one wrong, right? Just one?
Nice.
These phony
what
soy
were those?
Nuts?
I grew up with
a bowl. My parents always had the nut bowl out at Christmas.
Right.
The wooden bowl with a little metal pedestal
exactly.
in it.
Right.
The cracker,
that's
the picks.
What I have.
I wish I still had it, but we don't
I
know
still
where
have
it
mine. I should have bought. Now, what's that green one? Pepito?
Those are pepitos. Those are like pumpkin seeds.
Oh.
much like pumpkin seeds. Well, please help yourself to...
Why didn't you get a pistachio? I'm surprised you wouldn't have gotten a pistachio.
They were too expensive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're committed to the bit, but not that much.
We had a budget. We had a budget for our Know Your Nuts feature. And I think a really successful inaugural.
Very good for the first annual.
For the first annual ever. Quick break, and we'll update news next on WGN.
Very gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day.
The Canterbury Carolers. Let's hear it for the Canterbury Carolers.
Oh, tidings of comfort.
Sounded
and
great.
Joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Sounding spectacular. Thank you so much. Thank you. 20 making out with people in the audience here. Getting familiar with some of the audience members here, 20.
Oh, I've only known her all my life. That's my cousin.
That's what they all say. That's what they all say. So nice to have. I think this may be our largest crowd ever.
Standing room only. This
for
is
for one
great.
Of our tree time shows that we've done here today.
Considering all the wet pavement out there?
That's right, slick pavement. Slick pavement everywhere. People are, look at this. People are like way back in the Christmas trees.
It's unbelievable.
Over here. Hi, everybody. Thank you for coming out. I want to meet just some of the people who are here with us today. What's your name?
Diane.
From?
McHenry.
Catherine Hoffman States.
Joan Elgin.
Very nice. And you are?
Linda Schomburg.
Nice to have you. I'm going to go out back here in the Christmas
tree. Isn't it funny how they're both named after
Dina
towns?
Dina Lyle.
Say it again.
Dina Lyle.
Dina Lyle. You know that there was a Lyle Dean that we used to have.
Actually, you're absolutely right. Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have a yacht.
Yeah, he's actually, you know what? I just saw he's in Nashville right now visiting Spike Odell. Speaking of bringing back the WGN history.
Wow!
How about it for Spike Odell?
Oh.
What's up? Everyone remembers that. What's your name?
Mary from Southside of Chicago.
Southside.
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 Rainbow Cones.
Yeah, one block from Oak Lawn. I'm on the Chicago side.
That's a girl.
Rainbow
girl.
Cone.
And this is allegedly Dave Schwann's cousin.
I'm Dee Reinhardt.
We've heard that
I live
before.
In Elgin.
Allegedly.
He's my cousin.
Allegedly. I'm going to have to see some identification on that. What's your name?
I'm Rick. I'm from Elgin. I'm
what's your name?
Cousin too. Say Justin.
Justin.
Justin, all right. What's your name?
Christopher McHenry.
Nice to have all of you here with us here this morning on our special broadcast. We also have joining us here some of the cast members from the new production that's just opened at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire, Newsies, that everyone is raving about. Patrick Rooney and Elisa Palles are joining us here. Hi, guys. Let's hear it for our performers here this morning.
What's going on?
Hello.
All right.
They're not wearing gay apparel, though. They're not wearing gay apparel.
We very underdressed.
You should have gay apparel on.
I think your apparel is plenty gay. Don't worry.
Wow. Oh, it must be after 10 o'clock.
We're out of the family hour. It's okay.
People are awake now.
In church. It's okay.
Welcome. Nice to have you both here.
Want to do that nuts thing again?
With us. But talk to us a little about Newsies, because I mean, a tremendously popular show on here in the Chicago area on Broadway. Mm-hmm. You know, a longtime favorite, and now getting rave reviews out at the Marriott.
Yeah, it's Newsies is based on the Newsies strike of 1899 in New York City. It's basically about a group of kids that bands together against the, like, media high powers that are sort of squashing them down at the moment with the prices of the papers. So they banded together and started a strike. So it's a true story, and there's a lot of singing and dancing, and it's just a great show. There's a great songs, and it's a lot of fun.
Lots of dancing.
What do you play in the show, Patrick?
I play Jack Kelly, the leader, the quote-unquote leader of the
Ringmaster.
The strike.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of
yes.
The whole thing. And Eliza, right? I just want to make sure I'm saying that right. Tell us about your role that you play.
Yeah, so I play Catherine Plummer, and she is a reporter for the New York Sun at the time, and she kind of finds these newsboys and relates to them as a woman in the time. She's kind of been ostracized as well, so she ends up writing an article about them that gets them some notoriety.
And is it fun? I always ask actors about working in the round, like at the Marriott Theater, and literally as far away as where you guys are standing right now, where our audience is, where they could just literally reach out and touch you.
Yeah.
That's your working environment every single day, right?
Every single day.
What's that like?
You go out there and you're surrounded 360 by people watching you, and it's very, you feel very vulnerable and
claustrophobic,
but at the same time, if you embrace it, it's one of the best acting experiences you can have.
That's really exciting.
Yeah. It's not distracting, because if I was standing on the aisle, I would so be trying to get into your head right
and
before
there,
you're
there
going.
There are definitely moments.
The 360 candy wrapper unwrappings are a little jarring, mm-hmm. but that's it.
How often do cell phones go off during your performance?
Every day.
Really?
All the time.
There's a line that Pulitzer says, and he says, "Silence those phones!" And as soon as everyone silenced the phones on stage, someone's phone rang in the audience. it was pretty great.
Isn't that amazing that that's still happening?
Yeah.
Because you make an announcement at the top of the show to please turn your phones, silence your phones, and open your candy. A lot of theaters say open your candy now,
mm-hmm. yep.
so the crinkling doesn't happen. But it's mm-hmm. it's incredibly distracting. And some performers on Broadway, I know, actually stop the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If someone's phone rings and
they'll call them out.
They'll call them out yeah. with that.
I've wanted to do that. Maybe one day when I'm Patti LuPone, I will feel comfortable.
Let's take a quick break, and we'll come right back with more from Patrick Rooney and Eliza Paulus from Newsies, that's at the Marriott Theater here in the Lincolnshire area. We'll be back after a break. More on our weekend theater next on WGN.
You don't know who's going to show up Margaritaville. Lin-Manuel Miranda, get out here. Welcome to Margaritaville, my friends.
Performance. Jimmy Buffett with Lin-Manuel Miranda, as he called him, Lin-Manuel Miranda, the creator and the original star of Hamilton. You can't leave it up, leave the music going there for a second. This is the new Jimmy Buffett musical that's just opened here and will be playing at the Oriental Theater through December 2nd, but that is actually from the curtain call last night. Speaking of Hamilton, a new block of tickets just went on sale for that. That'll run now through April the 29th. We're live out here at Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington this morning until 1 o'clock. Our guests right now, a couple of the stars of Newsies that's at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire, Eliza Paulus and Patrick Rooney from the show. What's the song that you're going to do for us, guys?
We're going to sing Something to Believe In, which is a romantic duet.
Ooh.
Yes.
In the
yes.
second act.
Romance Among the Christmas Trees. From Newsies. Guys, take it away.
Till the moment I found you, I thought I knew what love was. Now I'm learning what is true, that love will do what it does. The world finds ways to sting you, and then one day decides to bring you something to believe in for even a night. One night may be forever. That's all right, that's all right. And if you're gone tomorrow, what was ours still will be. I have something to believe in, now that I know you believed in me.
We were never meant to meet, and then we meet. Who knows why? One more stranger on the street, just someone sweet passing by. An angel come to save me, didn't even
even though she gave me something to believe in for even a day. One day, maybe forever, but that's okay, that's okay. And if I'm gone tomorrow, what was ours still will be. I have something to believe in. Now that I know you believed in me, do you know what I believe in? Look into my eyes and see. And if I'm gone tomorrow,
what was I?
Something to believe in. Now that I know you believe in me. I have something to believe in. Now that I know you.
Let's hear it for them.
Oh, smokes.
From Newsies at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire.
Where did those voices come from? They weigh like 100 pounds apiece, and my gosh, those voices just come barreling out of those bodies.
Absolutely beautiful. Do you guys want to hear one more song? Want to hear one more song? Yeah.
Sure.
All right. So, as if we didn't have something a second one planned anyway. hey, let's hear a second song.
Yeah, let's just...
What the heck? What's
next? Does the band know this one?
So this is Watch What Happens. It's a song that Catherine writes that's kind of about her writer's block in writing about these boys.
Strike up the band, boys.
Do they know this one?
Write what you know, so they say. All I know is I don't know what to write or the right way to write it. This is big, lady, don't screw it up. This is not some little vaudeville I'm reviewing. Poor little kids versus rich, greedy sourpusses, huh? It's a cinch. It could practically write itself, and let's pray it does. Because as I may have mentioned, I have no clue what I'm doing. Am I insane? This is what I've been waiting for. Well, that plus the screaming of 10 angry editors. A girl. That's a girl. How the hell is that even legal? Look, just go and get her. Not only that, there's the story behind the story. Thousands of children exploited. Invisible. Speak up, take a stand, and there's someone to write about it. That's how things get better. Give life's little guy some ink, and when it dries, just watch what happens. Those kids will live and breathe right on the page, and once they're center stage, you watch what happens. And who's there with her camera and her pen? As boys turn into men, they'll storm the gates, and then just watch what happens when they do. Picture a handsome, heroically charismatic, plain-spoken, no-nothing, skirt-chasing, cocky little son of a... Lie down with dogs and you wake up with a raise and a promotion. So he's a flirt, a complete egomaniac. The fact is he's also the face of the strike. What a face, face the fact. That's a face that could save us all from sinking in the ocean. Like someone said, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power, wait, corrupts. Absolutely, that is genius. But give me some time, I'll be twice as good as that 6 months from never. Just look around at the world we're inheriting and think of the one we'll create. Their mistake is they got old. That is not a mistake we'll be making. No, sir, we'll stay young forever. Give those kids and me the brand new century and watch what happens. It's David and Goliath, do or die. The fight is on. I can't watch what happens, but all I know is nothing happens. worse than how it's been. And it just so happens that we just might win. So whatever happens, let's begin.
How about that? Wow. Newsies is playing through December 31st at the Marriott Theater in Lincolnshire. Do you guys have one or two shows today?
We have two.
We have two.
Two shows today.
And two
so they are really thanking old Uncle Dean for coming out early here to the tree time. Guys, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
You sound amazing.
Holy
amazing. Eliza Pallas and Patrick Rooney from Newsies. We'll take a break, update news. Coming up next, live from Tree Time, next on WGN.
Hey! The fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what
let's have another big hand for the Canterbury Carolers joining us this morning.
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
You can get more information at canterburycarolers.net. Is that correct?
Yes.
Does that sound about right? Yes.
And
you're going to be joining us on WGN-TV Morning News also, right?
That's right, on Thursday.
This coming Thursday, we're doing a big food drive at 2501 West Bradley Place. So we're going to look forward to seeing you out there. But let's have another big hand for them here this morning. Sounding fantastic. Thank you. And with the latest now, live here at Tree Time in Lake Barrington this morning, here's Dave Schwann. Hey!
Wow. Get down with it, Dean.
Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
I love that.
Nice.
I love that. We have new entertainment on this show today. We're switching it out like it's the Johnny Carson show.
Now, their apparel isn't as gay as the other
I think their
groups.
Apparel also is very gay.
It's gay-ish, but it's not completely gay.
They have a matching holiday
sweaters.
Oh, no,
they're very festive. They're
they have
festive.
Matching Santa hats.
Yeah, they're just not gay apparel.
This is, everybody, let's hear it for the Take Two singers, the Take Two holiday singers.
Right, yeah.
Here with us today. We'll talk with them a little bit later on in the show. I think our special program today from Treetime Christmas Creations here in Lake Barrington is going fairly well.
What are you listening to?
Apparently, I'm getting a different show on my headphones.
You must be on BBM or something.
Than everyone else. I didn't think Felicia Middlebrooks was on the show today.
I am Felicia Middlebrooks.
I could have been mistaken on that. But we've got some great entertainment still to come, some great giveaways still to come here today. In fact, Elton Jim has got some is this holiday movie trivia?
These are Christmas movie trivia questions.
All right. Do we have some knowledgeable people
anybody
here?
Anybody know stuff?
Who knows for fabulous prizes? Raise your hand.
Nobody.
Okay. I'm going to start picking people. All right.
Now, should we start?
What is your name, sir?
I'm Brad from Schaumburg.
Okay. Brad from Schaumburg here for your first question.
All right, Brad. Now, would you like a difficult, easy, or real easy?
Well, we'll go with an easy one.
Easy.
In the middle of the road.
And what did you think he was going to say?
Well, I'm just saying. Now, what
oh,
era?
Yeah, I want the most difficult question possible.
Well, some people like to be challenged. Obviously, you don't.
Not this early in the morning. Okay. It's after 10 o'clock.
Let's see. I'm going to go. I don't want to get too. Let's go back. Okay, here you go. In the 1954 film, White Christmas, good question here. What was the name of the inn that Bing Crosby.
Holiday Inn.
Well, let me finish the answer question.
I'm sorry.
First of all, he's wrong, but we'll continue anyway.
Uh-oh.
In the 1954 film White Christmas, not the movie Holiday Inn, the movie White Christmas, what was the name of the inn that Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye's characters are trying to save? Remember, Dean Jagger has that inn.
Yep. Yes, yes.
It wasn't a Holiday Inn.
Yeah, the General.
The General.
The General, yeah. Yes, yes.
Anybody know that one? No? That's a good question. Yeah. If for your parties?
Wait, nobody was... know. Nobody. Does anybody know that?
No, that's a tough question.
Really?
It's called the Columbia Inn.
And that was your easy question?
Well, it wasn't my easy one. That was one of my my older movie questions. If you want an easy one, I'll give you a real easy one. What was the name?
It was in Pine Tree, Vermont.
Oh, nice. See? Very good.
Wow. Okay.
Very good.
And who were the two? Who were the two lady singers? To Bing Crosby and
Danny Kaye,
Rosemary Clooney, and the lady with the real skinny waist.
That's all she's known as.
Ellen. No. Vera Miles.
No, not Vera Miles.
Vera Ellen. Vera something.
Wasn't it Vera Ellen? Right?
Helen. Vera Ellen.
Well, this is going great.
This is going swimmingly. Well, they're going off script, Dean.
This is going great. We may have to do another segment of Know Your Nuts.
We'll do an easy one. What's the name of the town in It's a Wonderful Wonderful Life?
Wait, just one moment. I have another contestant here, and your name is?
Mary.
From?
Waterford, Wisconsin.
Oh, wow. Look at that. State lines.
Are you rooting for the Green Bay Packers today?
I'm originally from Illinois. Bear fan all the way.
Oh, there you go. All right.
All right. I think Jim has an incredibly easy question.
Now, do you want an easy one? What do you want?
Incredibly easy.
Okay. What's the name of the town from It's a Wonderful Life?
Oh, shoot.
Oh!
Pottersville.
Well, I mean, I guess that's kind of right.
Well, right works, doesn't it?
Well, it's
if Jimmy
Clarence
Stewart,
never shows up.
If Clarence doesn't show up and Jimmy Stewart's character doesn't exist, then it is called Pottersville, and technically you are correct. But who knows the name of the town otherwise?
Oh, come on, everybody knows.
Really,
this?
Nobody on this side of the room where I'm standing? Oh, make me walk, run to the other side of the room?
You Bedford old building Falls? And loan?
Hey, wait a second, here you go.
Bedford Falls.
Of course. Wow, I better go to the real easy ones.
All right, so we've got a tree time Christmas creations tabletop tree for you. So stand by for that. And also for you, for Pottersville also. Do you have one more, Jim?
Yeah, here's an easy one. In A Christmas Story, which is on every year for 24 hours, what's the name of the gift that little Ralphie wants so bad?
Hang on.
Okay, everybody knows now. They're all complaining that they're too easy.
Here's the first hand that went up.
A Daisy Red Ryder BB gun.
Correct. It's a Red Ryder BB gun. Right. Shoot your eye out, kid.
Tree time, Christmas creations, tabletop tree also for you. Speaking of holiday movies, by the way, I don't know if you heard the news this week, it was in robertfeeder.com, that I'm going to be hosting a special edition of Family Classics.
Really?
Coming back to WGN-TV.
Honest to God, great.
You didn't see that?
No, I didn't.
I thought you read robertfeeder.com every day.
I'm not in it anymore, so I don't read it.
You know, for 38 years... Family Classics was a regular feature on WGN-TV, first hosted by the great Frazier Thomas, and then when he passed away, by
Roy Leonard.
The one and only Roy Leonard. What?
You look like you didn't know.
I think I know Roy Leonard. Roy Leonard took over, and that was for many, many years they showed some of the great movies. Who saw some of the great movies ever for the first time on Family Classics, right? Either with Frasier or with Roy through the years. Everybody raising their hand in the room. I did.
Captain's Courageous,
Treasure Island, my favorite. Oh, if I knew that he had Boys Town coming on.
Right.
I loved that movie with Spencer Tracy and Mickey Rooney.
Yeah.
And little Whitey.
So now are you going to have the actual set with the fake library?
Years ago, we donated the original set, Frazier Thomas's original set, to the Museum of Broadcast Communications. We brought it back to WGN. It's back home again, right back in Studio One, where it lived for all of those years. And we reset it up. And on December the 8th, we will be presenting the quintessential version of A Christmas Carol, the 1951 version, starring Alistair Sim.
Okay, that's the best one. Yeah,
so that one. Is that's going to cool. be on December the 8th. It's you got to look up the time so I don't give you the wrong time.
You have the theme song. Da, da, da,
we have the original theme
da,
song.
Da, 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 da,
we have the whole thing.
You have the big picture of Garfield Goose
we
in that Admiral suit.
The picture of Garfield Goose in the Admiral suit.
Yeah, that's
we
great.
Have the ship that.
Oh right, the ship.
Fraser Thomas's son actually built the ship.
Oh wow.
That's up on the bookshelf and all the volumes of the books, the family classic books that they, you know, they painted back in those days. The artist would paint the title of whatever the movie was, and Fraser would hold the book, and you'd see it, and when he was done, he'd put it back up on the shelf.
Were those books fake?
Like
in the actual bookshelf?
You know what? I think some of them are fake, and
right.
some of them may have been...
Because he used to pull one out.
Yeah. Some of them, the one that I held that says Scrooge on it was an actual book. It's not...
Oh,
like,
really?
It's not like a fake or, you know, cardboard kind of deal. So I think they may have been old encyclopedias or something.
They
painted the covers over with that.
So you have that chair, too?
We have the chair. We have the original chair.
So do you
chair.
Stand behind the chair? Like
stand
on
behind the chair.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, the only difference is I'm not wearing pants behind the chair. That's going to be the only... It's going to be a little more dysfunctional family.
So did you get tingles when you did that?
Yes.
You have to.
When they set up the old set... and I walked in, and it really kind of took my breath away when I saw it there. And then when we were taping some things on it the other day, and I was standing behind the chair
and the
books, and you know the whole deal.
Yeah,
I was like,
How did this happen?
How did this? I grew up watching this, and now I'm standing right in the middle of all this.
Cool.
So December the 8th. I'll give you the times in a second. I should remember this, but I don't want to say the wrong times. But it's December 8th, and then we're going to repeat it on Christmas Eve also. So Family Classics is coming back to WGN for this one special holiday.
And think about just that you're such a fan of all the Chicago. You're a Chicagoan, obviously, from born and raised, and you watched WGN like most of us did. And so you've been able to now stand in that Family Classic set.
Yep.
But then you've done your other special with
Bozo Gar,
Laverne
WGN
Shirley,
TV Classics,
Fronzie, whatever else
it'll be on right after the holiday parade.
And you've stood next to the Bozo drum,
right?
And Bozo's outfit.
Yep.
And what's his name's Cuddly Dudley's house.
That's at the museum.
But I'm just saying, you've been...
Yeah, well, anybody can
I know, but you've been on TV
that.
It's, with
it's
it. I mean, how cool is that?
Yes, I have.
That's very cool.
Yes, I have. But, you know, robertfeeder.com had the news this week. That's how I find out all the jobs that I have coming up. I'm always the last to know. We've been planning this for a long time. We just wanted to make sure that we have the right movies. I mean, it's such a different landscape now for showing movies on TV because the cable channels all have rights to almost all the movies that are out there right now. And back in the day, Frasier or Roy, they were the ones that picked the movies that they showed. And they wrote everything, they edited everything, they had personal control over every single aspect, which is, I think, is... Why Family Classics and the movies that we remember are so beloved because they took such special care to make sure that it was right for families and for boys and girls who are going to be watching it. But almost all the movies now are, you know, we don't have the rights to show them. So we wanted to be very particular in making sure that we had the right movie for the right occasion. And we're looking forward to that. And in just a minute, I'll look up the times for this and tell you that. But December 8th and 24th, and believe me, I'll be reminding you until you're sick of hearing me talk about it. But anyway, that's coming up. We're going to take a quick break. We'll update the news. And more is coming up live from Tree Time Christmas Creations in Lake Barrington, next on WGN. Opa. I loved her show on Channel 7.
Well, now she's lost a lot of weight. Did you see how much the stock price for Weight Watchers has gone up since she got involved? She bought it at, she got involved, it was 7, it's now 53.
Yeah, well, that's the Oprah effect.
Wow, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, that's the other big O.
The other one goes to Jameson's.
Is that supposed to sound like,
yes,
Oprah?
No, not Oprah.
Wait, do
Orion.
It, I mean, Orion, do it, wait, do it again.
My wife Gloria and I go to Jameson's.
Yeah. Oh, my God, the crowd has turned on me.
Does it sound like Gilbert Gottfried?
Kermit.
It sounds like Kermit.
My goodness.
It does sound like Kermit.
It's not easy being green.
But I still go to Jameson's.
Yeah, you got to go deeper, less nasal to do Orion.
Learn how real Chicagoans live the day-to-day struggles and successes with health, fitness, and food. Living healthy Sundays on WGN-TV. Let's get a quick update of the latest news as we continue live from Tree Time Christmas Creations here in Lake Barrington this morning. With the latest, sponsored by Lindemann Chimney Company, here's Dave Schwann.
Yeah.
The Christmas bells, ding dong ding, so that all the world can tell. It's the most wonderful time of the year. With those kids jingle belling and everyone telling me of good cheer. It's the most wonderful.
Listening to the Take Two Singers. They are Leslie Gray Robbins and Carrie Marcotte. It sounded great this morning.
It's the
They're not going to stop me.
Well, I told them to keep going. I did. You know what? Let's hear it for the Take Two Singers.
They took four, but still.
You know what's extra great about the Take Two Singers?
What's that?
They are going to lead us in a rousing chorus of 12 Days
yes!
of Christmas.
Yes! The annual 12 Days of Christmas.
A tradition that we started on the program last year at the Paramount when we were out there live.
Can't wait.
And we're going to do a live version with Leslie and Carrie this morning. So tell us about Take Two.
Yeah, Take Two was a spinoff of Route 66. You may remember the a cappella quartet. And Carrie and I didn't want to stop singing, so we thought our chapter two, we're going to call it Take Two Singers. And Carrie is brilliant on the keyboard, so we do a lot of senior centers and libraries where we do an oldies but goodies show, we do a Broadway-bound show, and we do Home for the Holidays with our keyboard, and we sing duets and solos.
So it's got to be a great fun to go out. I imagine the expressions on people's faces while you're performing live for them is got to be so gratifying.
It is, and we especially enjoy the senior crowd because they appreciate live music, and especially the old songs. They really enjoy that. They sing along, we feel like we're really touching their lives, and it's gift-giving. Sure, right? Yeah, it's back and forth, rewarding.
Yeah. Now, Leslie, also, you're involved in some other projects. You are a certified holistic health coach. You run retreats for women. Talk about that a little.
Yeah, it's called Balanced Life Healthy You, balancedlifehealthyyou.com. And that was my passion. I wanted to convince people that they need to take time out for themselves. And so I host these wellness retreats. I had one at Eaglewood in Itasca in September. And then I'm hosting one in Utah in February where we focus on healthy living. We do yoga and we walk in the mountains and we do lots of different healthy living tidbits.
People want to get more information on that. What's the best way to do it?
Well, you can either visit my Facebook page, Balanced Life Healthy You, or go to the website, balancedlifehealthyyou.com.
All right, and we're going to hear more music coming up later on. Now, did you guys hear our version of 12 Days of Christmas last year?
We did not.
Yeah. It was sort of a, how would you explain, sort of a...
Surreal.
Kind of like a, you know how they do the do-it-yourself messiahs?
Yeah, right.
This was a this was like a do-it-yourself 12 Days of Christmas.
Or a train wreck.
Unbelievably, most of the people
forgot how to count.
They
didn't know the numbers.
They lost count. That it was a train wreck.
Yeah.
Yet also hilarious at the same time. So We're looking to you for some professional guidance when we do it this year.
The pressure is on, but we're up for it.
I think you're up for the challenge, yeah. I think you could be up for it. So we'll do that.
Are you going to do, they were talking about yoga, are you going to do your favorite downward dog position for us today?
not intentionally, but...
A Dean Richards doing downward dog, that's my Christmas.
If I slip on the wet spot outside.
That's my Christmas
that
present.
That could happen. We're going to take a quick break and come right back live. Everybody having a good time out here at Tree Time this morning. Oh, my gosh. People, it's packed here today. It's
well,
amazing.
You know what? They're kind of sleepy because they all had their pizza.
We have Lou Malnati's
so
pizza.
So now they're all sleeping.
We have Lou Malnati's pizza. There's more that's coming soon because... why would Uncle Dean need to have any of us up here at the table?
No.
We have two trays of nuts up here. That's all we need.
And the macadamia's already gone.
The macadamias went pretty fast, I did notice. Yeah. Quick break, and we're coming right back next on WGN.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Santa
Claus is coming to town.
Supposed to be a keyboard in there, too, somewhere.
They're an a cappella group, even though they weren't supposed to be.
Right. Is it working?
I don't know.
Otherwise, yeah?
It
just sounds Try the keyboard again.
I can turn mine down.
Kind of low and snap.
Just play harder. Just jam it.
Yeah, go ahead and do it again. We'll pretend like that never happened.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
There you go. Live professional broadcasting.
Hey. This is 50,000 watts, right?
Yeah, people can actually hear this. Right.
This is live, people.
50,000 watt college radio station.
Again, many of the things that we have on the program today you can only enjoy if you're here at Tree Time and won't make one bit of sense to the radio audience. But, Elton, what in the world are you wearing on your face?
A friend of mine brought me my wreath glasses. These are my Christmas wreath glasses.
Did you
glasses.
Leave them with him? He brought them back?
Right.
Where did you leave them?
Did you throw them away and then somebody found them and brought them?
No, he gave me these to wear. These are wreaths.
These look like glasses that look like two holiday wreaths around your eyes.
They look like the glasses you get in like a Happy Meal, right?
At least I have some on. You're not even festive. No, don't touch those. Those cost more than
your
house.
Don't touch what?
They cost more than your house.
Elton, I don't have a house.
Elton Jim's not only got the bizarre wreath glasses and the festive holiday brooch.
It's a festive pin.
But also these white glasses that he had.
Yeah.
These were actually Elton John's real glasses.
Yeah.
They're autographed by the real Elton John.
Yeah.
And
the real one.
As opposed to the fake one. Yeah.
Not the one who's been running around wearing odd costumes for years and years.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And these are the original prescriptions, too, man. He was blind. He had LASIK surgery, but back in the day, he could not see.
Wow. Well, thanks for bringing all this festiveness.
Like, well, that's why I'm here.
As if we need any more, because here at Tree Time, it's nothing but festivity.
Did you walk around at all? I found some really cool stuff.
Well, I did. When I came in, I did a little bit, and... I wanted to thank our host joining us here today, who is Lori Kane, one of the co-owners of TreeTime.com. Let's hear it for her. Pretty nice crowd we've got out here again this morning, right?
Yes, thank you all for coming. We're really excited to have you here, and we're really excited to share our Christmas Wonderland with y'all. So thank you all for coming.
Yeah, well, in addition to, this amazing variety of trees, I mean, you walk out of here with some great decorating ideas. What's the latest and greatest in, if someone wants to do something different in their house this year?
Well, a lot of times people are doing Christmas trees to kind of match their home decor. So a lot of people might have a lot of grays. So we're showing kind of a frosty white and a deep blue that might go with some of the gray-themed houses. We're showing, again, our crushed on blush, which is a popular trend in a lot of home decor styles. Winter garden, which is a trend that can be past Christmas even because it's kind of just wintery. So you can take out any Christmas elements and leave it up and have it in your home beyond the holidays. And another thing that we're showing a lot of is just taking, maybe you have existing trim and trees and adding more fun flashing lights or some other elements, different styles of lights, or just kind of jazzing up what you might already have. So we're here to help you.
Yeah, so really something for everyone. Lights are always changing, and, you know, the things like that. What's the latest and greatest with that now? You know, I'm still working with light technology from, I don't know, 20 years ago. I mean, you know, people hold on to that stuff, right?
Yeah. And a lot of people, you know, the lights in Christmas trees are changing a lot, but a lot of people still like the look of incandescent. But the biggest change in lights has definitely been the introduction of LEDs and battery-operated. So we have a lot of small battery-operated lights that let you put maybe a light on a wreath where you don't have a plug, or something on your mantle, or there's just a lot of little light things that are battery operated. A lot of the trim itself lights up with little batteries. So
I don't need to have my spider web of wires
yes,
around the house
help.
Like
yes.
I always have?
Yeah, kind of like your cell phones and everything where you see the battery technology getting a lot better. The battery technology and a lot of, even all our little tchotchke things, it's really pretty cool. You can have a lot of light.
How many different types of artificial trees do you have here at Tree Time?
Well, we say we have at least 200 on display, but we have well over that because besides the ones you see on display, they come in different heights, different colors, different sizes. So, I don't know, a couple hundred.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, if somebody like Shwani was telling me during one of the breaks, you know, his dad is moving into independent living right now, and, you know, from a big house, you know, where they had like a giant Christmas tree in the big house. Now he's got a smaller place. What does Shwani's dad do?
Yeah, so we have a lot of times, we always say people come to us, and we're always interested in talking to our customers because they're usually coming to us because something has changed in their life. Either they're growing a family or they might be downsizing. So for that case, we have small little tabletop trees. We have standalone, like just 5-foot trees. We also have narrow trees, which a lot of people like because sometimes your space, you know, you might have some height,
yeah,
but you don't have a lot of width.
Or so, that would work well in a corner.
Yeah, it would work well in a corner or an entryway or something. So we have a lot of.
And you were telling me, Lori, that one of the newer trends too is that to not just have ornaments, but ornaments that sort of stick out. That
yes.
stick into the tree, so they stick out and actually give the tree a lot more, you know, depth and it's, you know, it's more out in your face.
Yeah, when you look at a tree, a lot of times what appeals to you is a tree that has a lot of depth to it. So it might be that we put ornaments all the way in the center of the tree and we start layering from the center out, and then even what you're talking about is we take stuff and we bring it all the way out to the outside of the tree. So we actually extend the outside of the tree by having, we were talking about, we have little Santa behinds that stick out of the tree. But things that come out. So we really like to encourage our customers to kind of think out of the box. You know what I mean? Like things that you have a little fun. You don't have to just hang plain round balls on your Christmas tree.
Okay. So apparently, yeah.
Just let that one go.
Yeah.
don't even try, Dave.
I think we pushed the line enough already here today. If people want to come out to Tree Time, give me your hours, give me your location, give me, you know, your credit cards, give me everything.
I'd be happy to. We're located at 22102 Pepper Road in Lake Barrington, and we're open 7 days a week on weekdays from 10 to 6, except Thursdays in November, we're open till 8, and Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5. And we'd love to have you come see us and come share your holiday traditions with us.
And if somebody would like to check out your website, it's treetime.com. Everything Christmas, treetime.com. Lori Kane from Tree Time, our host here today. Thank you for having us out here. We'll be back after a quick break to update news on WGN.